All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I am very excited to have Carrie here, who does face yoga, which is something that I'd never heard of before, but we're all going to learn a bit about what face yoga is today. And this is a continuation of my series of interviewing coaches who I think have very unique and interesting practices, and they help people transform. And I think that's what all great coaches do. And Carrie is no different. We've already been chatting a little bit prior to this episode, so I know some of what to expect. Just a quick preface for everyone. At the end of this episode, I'm going to be trying out some face yoga. So if you're curious to see what it looks like, you can watch me do it. If you want to see a complete beginner, get started, you can watch me do it. And of course, I'll be linking up her work at the end of the show. So if you're really curious about diving into face yoga, she has some great resources for you. She's got an amazing TikTok channel that you can check out. But with that, Carrie, thank you so much for being here. So excited to jump in.
Thank you, David. And I think I should say this now, probably. It's actually Kari, just to make
Kari,
things
oh,
extra
Kari, okay.
confusing.
I've been off. Kari, face yoga by Kari.
Worry.
Okay, we
It
will
really, it's a very,
continue with that.
not very commonly pronounced way of saying my name, but yes, it's Kari. And I've actually thought about on my social media, I need to like more formally and more often say, my name is Kari. I've started doing that a little bit on TikTok,
There you
but
go.
yes. Yes,
You
if we
can
don't do
brand
it
it a little
now,
bit
it's
in
never gonna
the
happen.
Yeah,
So,
you need a line over the A or something like that. Well, why don't we start with a bit of your background? I want to get into how you got into face yoga, of course, because I think that's gonna be a very interesting discussion. But yeah, why don't we just go through a little bit of light background? Where do you live? What have you been up to? And all that.
cool. Yeah. So I'm currently living in London in the UK. I grew up in California and did my studies in New York. So I'm kind of all over the place. But I wanted to do my graduate studies here in the UK because, in all honesty, you don't have GREs here. So I was like, I'm not very good at exams. So my dad's British, so I have a British passport, and I thought, you know what, I want to go to the UK. And yeah, so I originally studied chemistry, dabbled in anthropology and biology, and then settled on chemistry as a degree in my undergraduate. So very much like science kind of background, social science person. No like sort of yoga, like formal yoga or like face yoga training or anything. And I then stumbled upon face yoga when I think I was 28, and I was noticing some expression lines on my face. And I was sitting next to someone else, like in a hairdresser's, and that person next to me looked older than me, but didn't have the similar line. And I was like, there's gotta be a reason for this that's not just genetics, not just like the predetermined, this is the time you are getting this line. And so I was like, I need to research that. So I did a bunch of YouTube research, as I often do with things besides science stuff, usually. And yeah, I found this face yoga instructor, Koko Hayashi. She is very sort of well known in the US and just internationally. She's a Japanese face yoga instructor. I think she's like 42 years old and she looks about 20. She's incredible. And her YouTube is an amazing resource. She really just shares so much, and she's very authentic in her content, which really struck a chord with me. Like, she would pronounce something incorrectly in her Japanese sort of half broken English, and then just not even edit it, like just shameless, completely just authentic. And it was really endearing. And I started trying out some of her stuff, and I was like, I was skeptical, but I have very much like a I'm gonna experiment and then I'll judge it after. Maybe because I'm a scientist, as a scientist, you often see things that you need to kind of pick apart, especially in higher level research, and really like replicate what you see, and then you judge it afterwards and be like, okay, they said it was that many equivalents or that many millimoles, whatever. maybe it's not, or maybe it's not in our system. So I'll kind of try whatever, you know? So I tried it and I was noticing some differences within a few weeks, and I wasn't even really super committed. But I was like, okay, this is really cool. And then the pandemic hit a few months later, and she was offering a teacher training and like some big discount with it. And I was like, yeah, I mean, what else am I going to do in lockdown? I could finish writing my thesis, but yeah, I was really drawn to doing it. It was only like it was a short kind of, like intensive training. So a few hours per day for a few days and then an exam. And yeah, I was obsessed. Like if I didn't like face yoga before, I was just obsessed at that point. I loved it. I think I didn't realize how the actual practice of it, like during the teaching sessions when I was learning, was actually like uplifting my mood. So we can get into that more later. But anyway, I was very much taken with it. And then so for the last year or so, I've been teaching online classes, you know, live streaming. I've been training clients one-to-one, doing like consultations for people and their personal goals. And then I've also been really trying to get myself out there with a content strategy. And that's been the biggest, you know, whoa, what's going on here? Place of discomfort for me, because as an ex-scientist researcher, I've been teaching people, you know, different types of things for many years now. But making content, filming myself, putting myself out there regularly and consistently, that is like totally new for me. So yeah. So here I am. And I'm sort of all in with it. And so that gets us to today.
Right. Why don't we define what face yoga is? So, I mean, people can kind of maybe imagine it if they've seen pictures or a video, it's much more understandable. But how would you describe what face yoga is?
Great question. We're at this point right now where it's not fully defined yet. I mean, what things are really, but even still, you know, we're still kind of making it up in a way. To me and to Coco, face yoga has three general parts. The first part is that we have overworking muscles in our face that we use constantly with different facial expressions, different emotions. And those muscles end up kind of getting really tense. And so we use face massage and other techniques to relax those overworking muscles. And then on the flip side, for any sort of overworking muscle, we have a muscle that's maybe atrophying or a sleepy muscle in the face that ends up kind of losing tone. And we're not able to use that muscle like maybe when we were babies or when we were little. So we use facial exercises to wake those muscles up. And so what's the point of all of that? You know, we can't spend all day and all night doing facial massage and exercises to keep our face together. So, you know, the thing that sort of differentiates her method and my method is we're using those massages and exercises to influence our facial posture. And that's where things become a little bit more interesting in terms of the health consequences of face yoga. But things like tongue posture, neck posture, eye posture, how you smile, different habits. And those things end up making kind of how your face looks or the shape of it in a way. So face yoga is using massage, exercise, and posture to influence your face.
Yeah, that's a great breakdown. Super, super clear. When you started working with Coco, so you saw someone at this store that sparked your curiosity about why they looked the way they did. You went down the YouTube rabbit hole. You found this amazing teacher. You started learning from her. What was the most surprising thing as you got into face yoga that you learned or maybe that you didn't expect? I mean, I know that the first discovery is part of that, you know, surprise is, wow, there's this whole, you know, exercise I've never even heard about before. But was there another step forward as you got deeper into it that you felt like was also very unexpected or something that you feel like people may not recognize at first glance?
Yeah, really good question. I would say I was not expecting I would say there are two kind of general things. One is something that I've discovered on my own. And the other is something that Coco has also been teaching me and other instructors. So I think I'll start with the one that I've learned from Coco, and that is the importance of face posture in like your airway, in your breath. Things like how it influences sleep apnea, which can influence, you know, your longevity and other factors. So very much like the health component of what we're doing. And things like, you know, malocclusion or crooked teeth and, you know, overbites, underbites, and how, yeah, how all of these can influence that. I was not expecting that at all. So that's really interesting. And I mean, initially it was almost more of a vanity kind of beauty upkeep kind of thing. And now it's become more like, are we breathing properly? Like, you know, can I breathe like in a good, healthy way that humans are meant to be breathing? And then on my personal exploration, I did not realize how much this is kind of a missing part of, I think, a lot of healing modalities for things like trauma, emotional distress, mental health, and, you know, as well as just like general, even like physical traumas. So yeah, I wasn't expecting that. And that's kind of more of an embodiment type angle that that I'm trying to bring in, not to the front and center, and at least in the beginning, but yeah, I'm going to start sort of adding a little bit more of that. I definitely see right now the new face yoga instructors in the world. We're kind of teaching everyone down dog in a sense for the face. So I don't want to like branch out too far yet. But yeah, I mean, as I make more content, I'm going to start incorporating more of that stuff. That's what's new for me.
Right. Yeah. And we'll get into maybe some of the process here in a moment, or the process that you walk somebody through. And I think what you're hinting at around some of these deeper aspects of the modality are maybe later in the process, maybe not the introduction. So we can get to that maybe in a few minutes, but I'm curious, you know, what is the general set of problems that somebody comes, you know, to you with? And what are people feeling when they look for a face yoga coach? Like what's the typical thing that you'd hear from somebody? Because I'm thinking about, you know, somebody who's listening at home, it's like, yeah, I'm curious what might be getting stirred up when somebody is open or receptive or interested in finding somebody who can work with them with face yoga?
Yeah, that's a really like kind of vast question. I would say the number one thing that people struggle with right now is like jaw health and jaw problems. I did not think that as a face yoga instructor, I would become a TMD or TMDJ like specialist, but that's what's happened. I know a lot more about the jaw and the jaw joint issues than I ever thought I'd ever know. So that's a massive thing. Most of my clients have TMD.
Can you describe what that is, what that feels like? You know, mm-hmm.
So that is a disorder of the jaw joint. And basically there's many different kind of causes that can lead to it. But usually symptoms include like grinding at night, bruxism, having a lot of tension in the jaw muscles. There's a lot of other things that are associated and correlated to it. So it's really hard sometimes to directly say causality, but I'm actually reading this book on the jaw, like the anthropology of the jaw. And essentially, you know, our jaws are not as big as they used to be. They're smaller, and thus our airway is smaller, and we're kind of struggling to breathe. And part of grinding is it's a way for your body to kind of tell you that you need to open your mouth to breathe, essentially. At least that's what I'm learning right now. So that's a really big issue, and that's not even a vanity thing at all, you know? But all of Coco's and my techniques, you know, what I learned from her and what I do all help with that.
Someone comes to you and they say, you know, my jaw feels really tight. They just know they've felt this tightness maybe in their face. And then of course there's maybe the beauty side as well. I don't know if you want to speak to that, but one thing people might be feeling is, yeah, at the end of the day, I know that maybe they're having headaches, maybe their jaw is feeling really tight. And that's something that somebody might be feeling when they reach out. Yeah. Do you want to speak to maybe the beauty side and anything else you're seeing as far as like what somebody might be feeling day to day that they don't realize that this could be a solution for?
Yeah, good question. So I think most people will come with whatever sort of beauty kind of thing, usually like, oh, I want to prevent aging, like certain signs of aging for later, you know, if they're a younger person, or maybe they're having some asymmetry in the face and they want to try to correct that. Or if it's an older person, sometimes it's, you know, trying to regain certain youthful characteristics. But all of them end up within a, like half an hour having TMJ. So even though maybe it, like the very, very beginning, it's like, oh, I'd like to fill in the blank beauty thing. You know, within half an hour, we're basically just talking about their oral health, jaw, like their habits of breathing, you know? So it kind of evolves pretty quickly. I think what gets people through the door usually is some sort of more beauty related concern.
Mm-hmm. And those benefits are still there as well, right? It's just maybe it's more holistic than what people imagine.
And I incorporate that too. And it will depend on the person. So, you know, one of my clients, she's really mostly focused on breathing and oral health, but, you know, we'll also add a little bit of like eye stuff and cheek stuff, you know. I mean, that's not just for vanity. It helps rebalance the entire face in terms of the muscles, which is needed when you're having jaw problems. But it's not like the focus. It's not like this is all about staying young looking. It's more like this is about, you know, having a healthy, fit face. I don't really like using the word fit because I think there's too much like fitness industry connotation with that. A good number of my clients actually hate going to the gym. Like really like do not like exercise, and they're so good at face yoga, like amazing at it. And you know, I think of one person in particular, she's super good at face yoga, amazing, just gets it and is really like quick with it. And over time, like she really doesn't like exercise. After a few months though, she started doing some regular body exercise. And I think sometimes the face, what I'm observing, it's a little bit of a more manageable, safer space to kind of start with. If you want to get reconnected with your body, but maybe there's just a lot, it's just overwhelming, you know? I mean, I know for me even, like, I love exercising and even I find it sometimes overwhelming to train my body. But just working on my cheeks and massaging my jaw, you know, with a client, that is kind of safer, manageable, you know? So I think it's actually like almost like a window or like a path towards just embodiment in general. So,
it's a really good point because I think that, you know, there's so many ways that people can sort of enter into these different practices. And like you said, it does become this window, and then more other types of practices can always open up after that. And once you start in one area, then you can kind of start to expand and realize, oh, there's this whole universe here that can be explored. And I think that's especially true, at least in, you know, Western society, around being connected to the body, because it's such an intellectually, I think, focused society that I think just getting in touch maybe a little bit. I mean, I could think of it this way as well, is that, you know, when was the last time I have been, let's say, in touch with my facial muscles? Like probably never, right? And if I think about that, I think, oh, okay, there's probably a lot of tightness there, because there's sort of that lack of connection. So maybe by reconnecting some awareness to the face, that starts an exploration that you can then follow into other areas, like you're mentioning, around working out or any other type of awareness.
Yeah, I think the awareness, like connection, is really important. One of the main techniques that I teach is mewing, which is a colloquial term for proper tongue posture, like good tongue posture. And it's so hard if you haven't come from an upbringing where you were already in that posture, it's really, really hard to do. And there's such a mental component to that, that is like, I'm still trying to fully get it myself, you know? It's a very, there's a lot of concentration required in certain aspects of it. And then others, you know, it's kind of the opposite. It's almost like it almost puts you to sleep. I mean, it's really incredible how many nerves and how much sort of resources that our bodies put into this area of, you know, our beings, that it's actually like there's a lot going on. So,
right. Right. And, you know, in some of the training that I've done, you can also pay attention to the face, because it does really show a lot of how somebody's feeling. And, you know, you're making me think about even someone who's blushing or not, right? I mean, that is a process that's happening, that's maybe not mental. But yeah, when we're sort of more smiling, we're giving these little mini expressions, maybe we frown a little bit. I mean, you're right. There are, you know, there are so many different aspects to almost what our faces do without us consciously thinking about it. So I think it's really fascinating to discuss getting some more conscious understanding and awareness around that. You started talking about the process a little bit. I'd be curious, you know, for somebody who's totally new and they're entering coaching, I don't know if you want to talk through just like the broad strokes of sort of what that process looks like, you know, how you sort of walk them through. And you mentioned one of the practices, for example, and I know we'll practice a little bit at the end, but maybe you could talk through, I don't know if there's different phases, but I'm just curious about the process.
Yeah, that's a good question. And I mean, I have my own process that I teach. And so this is not necessarily what even my trainer does at all. I start everyone with face massage. Ideally, an entire like neck, face, and sometimes even scalp as well. Because I find that, you know, starting with that ends up giving us a blank slate again to kind of work from the beginning again. When I kind of go, you know, back and forth, exercises, massages, etc., then, you know, it's very hard to isolate a tiny little muscle in your eye if the muscle next door is super tense and it's you can't get it to relax so that you can actually wake up the other one. So it's just a lot faster. It's so much, I think it's made it like 2-3 times faster for people. So yeah, that's how I begin everybody, even if they don't have that much tension, because face massage, there's like some proprioception and interoception that's happening. So having to do with, you know, you're feeling your own body with your hand, and then your skin and your face is feeling your hand. Like you're feeling both. And that wakes up the nervous system here. So even if you don't have that much tension, you're at least starting to wake up the nerves all in every little nook and cranny. And you also get the sense of how your face, like the shape of it with your hands. So you can feel, okay, what's the size of this relative to this? You know, is there a clunk bump here of tension? You know, you can just sort of literally like feel the landscape. That's how I call it. Like you're learning your own facial landscape. And then after that, it gets a little bit more individualized. Typically facial exercises to help kind of wake up the areas that person needs help with. And to be honest, like it's the same kind of areas, but there are different idiosyncrasies from one person to the next. And then like after we've done some facial exercises and certain things are now working more and other things are maybe working less, like the jaw, for example, then we start training posture. And this is the hard slog. Like this is when people who are not actually maybe as motivated kind of drop off. But what's interesting is like, this is when the real change happens. So I think most people could carry on doing face massage, for example, for most of their life. And that will be amazing. It'd be great. But if you want to like have a more defined jawline, more defined cheekbones, and, you know, maybe have to avoid braces or something, like if you want big stuff that surgeries might be, you know, used for, then that's where face posture comes in. So, and then kind of we go back. So we work on face posture, and then maybe you have new tensions now. So we go back to face massage for a bit and then kind of keep going. And things can be iterative, you know, we can do both at the same time. So face massage and exercises, but I'm talking kind of more of like the bigger themes of what we're focusing on. That's that's how I do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I think what I'm hearing is there's initial awareness that you can show people just from some beginning massage and exploration. And then there are some practices that only kind of keep building on them, on themselves. And so for someone who wants to go really deep or really do this for the long run, there's sort of almost like an endless amount that you can continue progressing with and learning and shifting. And that may lead to some of the more transformative benefits as well. Although I imagine even in the initial session, there might be some new awareness that's transformative. Can you speak to some of the, I guess, surprising things that clients might bring up about after going through this process, you know, something that they, I don't know, maybe changed elsewhere? You already mentioned a good example of someone who felt like after doing face yoga, they were open to maybe some more other areas of their body and working out. Are there other aspects of that transformation that you see or that you see or hear people, you know, speak to you about?
Well, yeah. I mean, do you want take your pick, physical or emotional, relational?
I guess mental? a few would be interesting.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm very much still learning what this is doing today, even. Like, I'm still learning, you know, what I'm even doing. But one of my more kind of invested clients, she's a total believer, very like into it, totally gets it. She just recently had an interview, like quite a tough interview, and she's made it, like she essentially almost got the job offer. She ended up turning it down. But you know, I think the work that we do, face posture, face yoga, exercises, massage, all of that, I think it can really help with things like interviews. You can look at someone, and I'm pretty sure this interview was in person. I don't think it was on Zoom. But I think that you just become a little bit more comfortable with your face and showing it. It's really hard to describe, but also, you know, she was very shy in front of the camera, and now she doesn't feel like that anymore. And, you know, we haven't specifically talked about her camera shyness ever. You know, we've just been doing face yoga together. So yeah, I think there's like a confidence that can come with it. And ironically, you know, I think people can think it's almost like a vanity project sometimes, but it almost makes you less concerned with that in a way. Like, I wear a lot less makeup. Most of my clients don't wear as much makeup too. Just feel more comfortable, like just with my face. I don't know. It's weird. Another transformation. Yeah. I think a lot of people have healed their TMJ. I mean, it really depends on the person. TMD, the jaw joint problems. Some cases are more severe than others. So, you know, there's only so much that can be done without other interventions. But yeah, I mean, that's a big change that has happened for people. And yeah, I mean, in terms of like more physiological or like beauty related things, yeah, just like the double chin area, that's one area that can really be, I think one of my clients, like in 2 weeks, she did one exercise every day for 2 weeks. And it was like half down, like seriously, really, really a lot better. Yeah, that was quite an amazing result for her. I've also had another client I can think of, lost a lot of volume, like facial volume from losing weight and, like from an illness. And yeah, I think that's something that, you know, we don't really think about, but I think like by doing the exercises, what I'm seeing is you can increase like the facial volume, almost like filler in a way. You're adding tone, and it's not just muscles that you're adding, right? I mean, if you're going to add more muscles and have more stuff going on, there's going to be more blood flow. There's going to be more collagen, more hyaluronic acid. You're just going to have more tissue there. So yeah, it's almost like they're rebuilding kind of what they had lost when they were ill. So yeah, I think it's really just, you know, dedication, motivation, and kind of an open mind to do weird stuff. Like,
like comfort zone a little bit.
Yeah. And yeah, just to be experimental, you know. It's funny, some of the people on my social media will be like, oh my gosh, the things, you know, millennials are doing these days to their face. And it's like, people are sticking lots of needles in their face with substances that, you know, are like paralyzing their nerves. I mean, I think that's a little bit more serious than
using the jaw a certain way.
Yeah, well, exercise. But yeah,
I'm excited to try some of this out, which we can do here in a moment. But I know that, you know, with the research and science background, you know, just your own curiosity, that you continue to explore new areas. You've already mentioned how you're, you know, starting to build your own process as well. You've taken learnings from Coco, you've incorporated, you know, your own learnings. I'm curious sort of what, and this is maybe a two-part question. One, I'm curious about maybe any other coaches that you've worked with in the past, or that maybe you're working with now, that you've found to be very helpful, just since this show is sort of about exploring what it's like to work with somebody else in, I guess, this transformational process. And then also just for your own interest or curiosity, what aspect of this field do you find to be most interesting? What's sort of at the edge of your, you know, curiosities? And I think that gives people maybe a sense about sort of what's next, you know, what's coming for more general awareness in the population, or So anyways, I was just curious, both your curiosity and maybe also someone you've worked with now or in the past that you felt like was very interesting, or you learned a lot from.
Yeah, that's a really good question. There's a few people that come to mind. In terms of like content creation and like more business strategy and authentic business marketing, a coach that I've been working with is George Kao. So George and then K-A-O, George Kao. And he's awesome. He's fabulous. Like his niche is very empathic, like service driven, almost selfless, like yoga teacher type people who don't market themselves enough and don't put themselves out there for a variety of reasons. And he pretty much, you know, entertains our empathic emotional selves and pushes us. So he's been really, really good. I'm currently doing a like time management productivity. He calls it joyful productivity course with him right now. Nice. which is, you know, it puts me on my like slightly discomfort level. But that's good. I need, like, you know, I'm learning how important it is to be doing that regularly. And his the topics of his strategies, like joyful productivity, authentic content creation, like he very much is using a different like verbiage around marketing that us softies, you know, can like actually digest a little bit more. And it's not as scary to think about marketing yourself and, you know, making money, doing business and helping the world and basically being of service. So that's been really amazing. And then on a, trying to think of
personal exploration, I'll call that on a personal exploration level of this craft of face yoga.
So another person who is, I can't like do this without mentioning them. So Dr. Mew, so mewing, which I mentioned before, tongue posture, the word mewing comes from his name, Dr. Mew, his dad, Dr. John Mew, and he's Dr. Mike Mew. They're both from London, British, and they're orthodontists who like they've completely kind of turned everything on its head. And what they're doing is super like left field, that they're like being thrown out of the orthodontics like societies and stuff. Like it's pretty legit stuff. Like I think what the work that they're doing is very much like, oh, the world is not flat. It's like that kind of level of, whoa, like people are still not fully on board yet. But essentially what they're teaching is called orthotropics instead of orthodontics, or what their, I guess, their service is. Orthotropics is using posture to affect your teeth instead of using appliances or not appliances, but like braces.
Braces,
you know?
Yeah.
They do use appliances, but they're almost like resistance bands in a way. It's like appliances to help you change your posture rather than like something that's actually moving your teeth like braces do. And they've gotten some absolutely like incredible results with what they're doing. And like, he hasn't personally coached me. I've, I learned a lot from him through his YouTube channel. He's contributed to this book that I'm reading right now. And yeah, I'm just kind of an avid follower of his stuff. I hope to interview him one day. I think totally. It'll happen. Yeah. So I mean, I've almost like switched my branding in a way where it's part of my niche now, actually coaching the mewing, because about half of what I'm doing is teaching people how to have good tongue posture. So particularly with younger people, like Gen Z people, mewing is pretty hot topic. And also it's more commonly interesting to guys too. So I'm kind of leaning more into that now, because that is a lot of what I'm teaching on TikTok at least, and on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And I'll definitely link to your TikTok channel, which I think is a great place for people to check out. And I think it's amazing to be a part of this emerging industry. You know, some of the questions I've asked, a lot of it is, well, we're still establishing that. Well, we're still, you know, kind of writing the rules. And I think that's a very exciting thing to be a part of, especially as it gets popular, you know, in kind of the zeitgeist. And maybe there's some downsides to that too, right? You need people who are really professionals like yourself to work with, you know, and get that one-on-one sort of personalized guidance. I would love to jump into doing some face yoga. I don't know if I'm nervous. I don't think I'm nervous, but maybe I will be when we get started. But before we jump in, and we can also do this again at the end, there was some resources you've mentioned. You know, there was Coco, there is the author you just spoke about, John Mew?
Mewing? Dr. Mike Mew.
Mew. Okay, Mike Mew. And if you want to just shout out maybe the channels, your website, any other details about how people can find you, how people can hire you. I know you do introductory sessions. You also have some free gifts that people can check out if you just want to see and practice on your own. But yeah, if you just want to speak to that for a minute, and then we'll move on to the face yoga.
Yeah, sure. I just want to mention one more person who's been a big influence for me. Her name is Rebecca Dennis. She's a breath coach. And I've been doing a lot of breath work with her. And that has been a lot more of like a trauma-informed part of what I've been applying to face yoga and using breath along with a lot of the exercises, massage and all of that to enhance it. So Rebecca Dennis, you can find her on Instagram, Breathing Tree on Instagram. And Mike Mew, their channel, the Muse, their channel is called Orthotropics on YouTube. Really, really good resource. I would, you know, caution though, they are very much professionals and they're very much, you know, orthodontists. So sometimes it doesn't always translate into popular, you know, opinion or popular understanding. So right now I think they're making an app they're going to launch in the next couple of years to help like teach people how to mew properly. So that'll be amazing.
And then your site site and how people can get started.
Yes. So my site, you can go to my site. It's Face Yoga by Kari, and that's K-A-R-I. So faceyogabykari.com. And just on the homepage, just scroll down. And if you put in your email, you can also get like all these gifts. So GIF gifts of me doing a lot of the basic face yoga poses. But yeah, on that, by giving your email, I will send you about monthly newsletters on just different announcements of things that I'm launching and some of the best content from the last month, like YouTube videos and so on. So definitely check that out. I'm going to be launching some courses. So like some 2 to 3 week specialized courses, like on getting a defined jawline or, you know, erasing tensions in the face and wrinkles and so on, in the coming months. So definitely, you know, if you're interested in some courses on certain topics, sign up for the newsletter. And TikTok and YouTube, those are the best two platforms to check me out on. So Kari Cordier, so K-A-R-I-C-O-R-D-I-E-R. Yeah, and check it out.
Amazing.